Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amibes. Today's shiur is sponsored, as last time shiur was sponsored, in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aharon, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site. Again, in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aharon, Elaine Ackerman on her 10th yard site, the neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, today, tomorrow, we'll have the shiur online. And then, again, the last 2 days of Chol HaMoed, I'm not going to be around. So, we will pick up after Yontif, probably Monday, because Sunday I have a simcha at the Kotel Sunday morning. So I'm not going to have the time. But Monday morning, we'll get back on a regular schedule. So we'll have to a bit a little spotty on the Yontif days increases. But Baruch Hashem, it's because of good reasons, Chagim. And we will continue. Okay, so anyway, today, Tadar Rabbanan, let's start with the Gemara on Chav Abaveiz. Yesterday we started a new Perek, the fifth Perek in Maseches Krisus, Perek Dam Shchita. Why is it called Perek Dam Shchita? Because that first word, some are not goris, the word achal. But either way, Tadar Rabbanan, says the Gemara today, talking all about the Isser of Dam. Kol Dam Lo Sochelu. Any dam, one lo sochelu should not be, you shall not eat. Shomeani, this is one of the Isser that was listed in the Mishnah on Dav Beis. So that's why we are talking about this now. Shomeani, afilu, I might have thought that if it says any dam, you're not allowed to eat. Afilu dam mahal cheshtayim, even dam of those who walk on two legs. Pashtus, meaning people. Dam beitzim, the dam of eggs. What does the dam of eggs mean? Rashi had two days on the Mishnah. One meant the dam of beitzim of animals. We'll see in the Gemara that's probably not the case. Dam beitzim, it sounds like here, dam of beitzim of eggs. Blood found, what we call blood spots. Blood found in eggs. Dam chagavim, dam dagim, hakol bichlal. Or the dam of grasshoppers or fish. I might have thought that all of these damim are included in the Isser of dam. Tamalomar la'of v'labahema. The Pasuk says, no, any dam, and it says for birds or for animals. And that is a limitation. Ma'of, we're going to quote the limitation, and then for the rest of the Amud, we're going to talk about this brisa. Ma'of u'behema miyuchadin sheyesh bahem tumakal v'tumachamura. Just like of and behema, their dam is aser. And what characterizes them? That they have tuma, kala, and chamura. What does that mean? Kala. They have a lower level tuma and a more stringent level tuma. Lower level tuma meaning tumas ochlin. That they can be, make, are metame ochlin, and they can be metame other foods, but they don't have tuma chamura, they don't have an avatuma. Vituma chamura, and separately they have a possibility of becoming tuma chamura of nevela, an animal, becomes a nevela if it dies without shchita, and an oaf, nevela's oaf tar, as it is swallowed. The yesh bahen iser veheter, and that iser veheter meaning you could do shchita, and it was aser beforehand, then it's mutter afterwards. The hain min basar, and they are type of flesh. Of kol she yesh bahen tumakala v'chulu, so to everything that has tumakala v'chamura, that is included in the iser of dam. Let's stop before we do the diukim and mention 2 points. Number one. It says in this brisa, excluding, I might have thought, dam mahal cheshtayim. Why does it say dam mahal cheshtayim? Why doesn't it just say dam adam? Just say dam adam. So if you look in the Tosfos Yantav in Bikurim, the Aruch Laner right here quotes the Tosfos Yantav in Bikurim, quotes, maybe it's to include non-Jews. Adam, there's a machlokes, Bali Tosfos in a few places talk about adam, ha-adam, are non-Jews included? So the Gemara wanted to equate. The Brisa wanted to equate Jew and non-Jew blood, right? And therefore, right, there's no difference between the blood in terms of Lagabi Isurim. So therefore, the Tosfos Yadav says it's to include that. It says Lama Lo Ktari Beferish Adam Vayin Shem Hashatiris. And then Larach Haner quotes one line. Got to figure out what he means. But I'll just quote the line. Lariyas Daiti Yish Lomar Gamkein Shebe Brisa BeMishna BeEmes Havikas of Adam. Really, it said Adam. It said Adam in the Brisa and in the Mishnah Bikurim, but it was changed. Umipnei ha'alilos nishtana. Because of the libels, it was changed. The libels of what? They thought that if blood of Adam was excluded, maybe they thought that that only meant non-Jew. And therefore, it had to be censored in order to make sure that nobody thought otherwise. Baal Chishayim, that means everybody. And then he quotes, V'dai l'maven. Enough said, literally. Dai l'maven. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaNer on the Lashon of Mahalchei Shtayim. Number one. Number two, the other issue, we mentioned this in a mitzvah shir a couple of months ago, and that is the issue of Dam Beitzim. Dam Beitzim. So is there any, what is the halacha of Bisman Hazem, when one finds the blood in an egg? So the Baraita says Beferish, that Dam Beitzim, according to that second day of Rashi, means, Rashi says, Dam Beitzim Hamuzarosh Nis Admu Machmas Chamimus Sheyashva Alem Atarnegolus. The hen sat on the rooster sat on the eggs, and therefore that somehow made it, there was fertilization that took place beforehand, but that's Dam Beitzim. So that, there's no Issur Daraisa. What about Mizmana Zem when we find blood in the egg? So if you look in the, already the Rishonim say, the Sefer HaChinuch, I'll read it to you from Sefer HaChinuch, and then we'll see the Poskim. Sefer HaChinuch says in Kuf Mem Ches, that's where we discuss this, V'chein Dam Beitzim Mutter, She'i Ein Ani Karebo Dam Of, V'lo Min Basar, V'afilu Hischel L'Hisra Keim, V'chein Dasar Basina Ba'alei Tosfas, Zed in Torah, Aval Chachavim Asr, Midaraisa, for sure it's not a problem. Chachavim Asr did, Mishum, any beitza shenis rakma for some chadar v'lekral asheretz hashoreitz v'chulu, and he says there is some type of dam beitzim that might be usher midrabanan, and therefore dam beitzim hanimsa bechelbon zorei kadam ba'ochel hashar v'yish machmirim benimsa b'kesher v'chutz l'kesher l'asher kol beitza. Some depending where it is, some throughout the whole egg. That is the chinuch. He already mentions it. Where is it quoted in the poskim? The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Dam, Simin Samach Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutter lecho beitzim tzuluyos, afal pi she'inam yecholos libadek." Even if you have a hard-boiled egg, beitzim tzuluyos, you're allowed to eat it even without checking. If it's impossible to check. You rely on rov beitzim. But the minhag says there must be machmir if you find the dam. Lamaisa, what do you do if you find the dam? You have to throw out the egg? Do not throw out the egg. So that is a question. In the Lamaisa, the post, Rav Avadia writes, we'll go through Rav Moshe first, because it was earlier. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva in 1957. It's important to know the year. Rav Moshe in Yaradei Chelek Aleph writes, Be'inyin, Beitzim shebemedina zu, in America, shenoladim shelo al yidei zachar, shenimsa behem dam. The rove is, and this is the major issue, lamaisa, the rove is that the chickens that lay the eggs in most places today, there aren't hens within any proximity, right? They're far away. And the farmers make sure that there's no fertilization that takes place. This dam has no chance of having been a chick, having been of any type of ephroach. So Rav Moshe writes, the harbe farmers, ein oskim klal lagadol afrochim, ve'elu ein lam klal zacharim, v'chal abeitzim shalem heim shalom mizacharim, v'nimsa shemeham nimkarim bashuk, od hugdal harov l'maod, sheme elu shebelo zacharim, sheinik ledl shadam ein oser kol abeitza, v'lachin v'adha yishmakom lahatir stam beitzim, v'medina hazos midin rov. So already in 1957, he says that. Maker that is fine, but maybe we should be machmer to throw out the egg, says Rav Moshe. But Rav Avadia, there is still a miyut. That was 1957. Post can point out that maybe Rav Moshe Bizman Hazeh would say it's even more than a rove. It's such a miyuta, miyuta, miyuta. Even more than 1957. And Rav Avadia in Yechav Adas Chela Gimel Simin Nun Zayin talks about this, and he's also Matir, and he says, who says that you should throw out the egg? It's only Midin. It's just an egg, throw it out. We're not so affluent. Not every one of us could just throw out eggs. We don't buy 4,000 eggs before Pesach. Many people do, but who knows? Avol bizmanenu shebechol kibutzim v'hamashkim sogrim es atanagolos belulim b'meshach zman rav v'ein mechid b'mechitzat atanagol zacher bevaday shalachol adayas ein lachash lazeh ubeitzah shnipsa badam zorek es adam v'ochal es habeitzah. You can eat the egg. The Rama quotes that minhag is not to eat the blood. But to eat the egg, v'yafilu im himatze himatzei eitzam meshek o kibbutz shino makbid al himatzu sam shaltan akol b'zachar. Even if you have one kibbutz out there, that's not as makbid. V'nimsa shabetzim hamishavkos me'oso meshek ra'uyos lagadol afrochim yishlachos v'm lesser dam ulam mikol makom halacha is called the parish meruba parish. If you don't know any otherwise, still, it is okay. And he quotes the Shuvah of Rav Moshe, and he says, "Lemaisa kivan shabartos America habeitzim bezolma od veitzel rosh lanashim in nachshavas beitzel lepsa klal tov lahachmir ulam bibkomenu." Maybe that's the golden of Medina, but in Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Avadya, bimkomenu shapia rova beitzel nachshavas lahefsid. Losing an egg is, you know, it does show up on the balance sheet. Yesh lismoch al ikar hadin, lizrok et adam, v'lechol es hashar. That is what he says. And therefore, he said all the way at the end, ein lachush, and it is mutter. Anyways, that's a little bit regarding the issue of dam beitzim, which is brought up here in the Brisa. The Brisa is not talking about even because it had, there were no hens. Even if there were hens, even if there's a chashash of a fertilization, it's still not going to be included in the Isser Kares of dam, because it's not beh, it's not basar, and it's not tumakal to chamura, and the other exceptions to the rule. Okay, let's continue. So the Brisa said, dam is only aser if it is similar to ofen behema, which is tumakal and tumachamura, and iser veheter, and min basar. So what's that excluding? Last line, otzi dam mahal cheshtayim, sheyesh bem tumachamura, vein bem tumakala. I will exclude people, right, human blood, which Bezer will talk more about tomorrow, which has tumachamura and not tumakala, meaning people can't become tumas ochlin. People can become tumas, right, tamemes, the meis atzmo, so that's tumachamura, but there is no tumakala, and that's why it is excluded. What exactly is a kala? Kala here means less than that. Tala means tumas ochlin in this context. Right, tumah kala and chamura mean different things in different sugyas. Here it means tumas ochlin, pashtus. Good, right, Rashi says, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Gemara. Tumas kala, tumas ochlin bekebetza. Continuing, what else is excluded? Otsi dam shratzim, shein bahem tumah chamura. I will also exclude dam of shratzim, which also doesn't have tumah chamura. Right, because Rashi says on top, shein shratzim mitamin adam, utamin begadim. Shratzim cannot be metame, they're not avos atumah to metame adam, that could be metame begadim. Otzi dam beitzim, she'ein min basar. I will exclude dam beitzim. Dam dogim dam chagavim, shekulo heter. We'll have to see what that means. The dam fish and grasshopper blood is all mutter. What does that mean? We'll see. La'of v'la behema. So it also says la'of v'la behema. So the Gemara is asking, one second, why do you make these drushes? Ima of she'ein ba kilayim. If of is something that does not have kilayim. What does that mean? The Gemara will ask, but we'll just say the maskana now. If you have any type of wool from a bird, it doesn't create kilayim. Maybe blood only of animals that don't create kilayim should be usher. But blood, let's say, of a sheep, that it should be mutter because its wool does create kilayim. Tamalomar v'la behema. That's why you also have the word v'la behema, not just the word oaf. Ima behema, if you only have the word behema. Ima behema, she'ena be'ema labanim. Behema, there is no iser. And mitzvah saseh of shiluach hakan and lo sushalach altikach ha'im alabanim. There's no iser when it comes to animals. Af of she'eno be'im alabanim. Maybe also the only blood that should be aser are birds that are not included in the mitzvah of im alabanim, meaning non-kosher birds. Tamalomar la'of la'behema. That's why it also says la'of. La'of la'behema, period. Those are the drushas. V'yema says the Gemara, why do you make the following drusha? Kol dam klal. Of ubehema prat, klal prat im bchal elamash beprat, of ubehema in midi achrini lo. Why do you make such a drasha that you have limitation to klal prat? Somewhere it says no. Nefesh asher tochal kol dam chazev a klal, klal prat a klal yetadon ela kein haprat. It's a klal prat a klal, and therefore these are just examples. They are not limitations. Says the Gemara, one second, v'halo dami klal basra lo klal kama. But the klalos aren't similar to each other, right? The first klal you have is kol dam, and then you have nefesh ashadocha kol dam, and what's the difference? Klal akama lav, klal akama includes more. So that's asur mishum lav, klal abasra kares. If you look at what exactly is included in each of the klalim, so the Gemara says, no, hai tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, this tana debei Rabbi Yishmael, that darshins klali u the bachi is in beribui u miute vaklali u prate darshinan bahadein gavna afalgav the lodem klal basha lekal kam. It's like telling the Rebbe Yishmael that darshins klal part of klal in such a way. Also, has come up in the past, but just to review it for a moment, and that is the Isser of Achilas Dam. What is the reason of the Isser of Achilas Dam? There are various approaches suggested by the Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch himself quotes, I think, three ideas why Dam is Usser. He quotes back there in Kuf Memches, Kvar kasafti ma shani choshev al tzad ha-pshat. Number one, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. Even in terms of physical goof. We don't understand it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. Right? Whenever there's a study that's done today, this is good for you, in 10 years it's going to be bad for you. Whatever's bad for you today is going to be good for you. Right? A cup of wine is good, a cup of wine is bad. Chocolate is good, chocolate is bad. Every couple of years, it's different. See, the Sefer HaChinuch says, we don't know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Number one. Number two, the Efshel Lomar Badam Od, another reason for the Isra of Dam, Kil Milvar Ro'a Mizgo, Shehu Raha Mezeg, Yeheba Achila So Ksas Kidyan Midas Achzarius. It's Achzarius. It leads to brazenness. She yivlo adam ibali chayim she kemoso baguf. Oso hadar shebahem. Shachayus mamish talil blood is what gives life to a person. V'nafsham niksherespo. And it's like eating the nefesh of a bal chay. Ki yadua ki yesh b'hem is nefesh. It's known that animals have a nefesh. The animals have das. The Rambam talks about that in the beginning of Bereishis. The Chinuch says the animals have a nefesh, a different type of nefesh, obviously, than a person. But yichanucha chalim nefesh chiyunis. Klomar ain't a sichlis. It's a nefesh chiyunis. It's a live spirit, not an intellectual spirit. Gamnera osab sheish lanafshosam b'china li shamer binfo b'achas abchasim, and that's what instinct does to them. The nefesh chiyunis helps them involved in instinct, and that's what he says. You can't eat the nefesh. This is the symbol of an nefesh, and a nefesh eating a nefesh is inappropriate. Then the right quotes the Ramban, who says that shanechel yashuv begufa ochel. You are what you eat, says the Ramban, and therefore v'mochel adam adam te avi v'gasas benefesh adam. Quote a couple of ideas. Quote here the Ramban says kedarko bakodesh that maybe dam was always used in avodah zarah. Ceremonies, it is, and therefore we have to stay away from it. As Ramban writes many times in Mor Nevuchim, relating to various mitzvahs, that it is the anti Avodah Zarah. Some of the ideas were regarding the Isser of Achilas Dam. Others say there's another Ramban that says maybe because Dam is royal Gabi HaMizbeach, so then eating it is something that is losing its potential, even by Dam that wouldn't be sprinkled. There's a couple of, some of the ideas. Amar Mar. Says the Gemara now, we're going to talk about each of the issues in the Braisa. Each of the lines. Klalu prado klal iatadon elakena prad. The Braisa says, Ma pram refers to Dover Sheesh Botomokal of the Machamura. Vyeshpa is of a heter. Vyeshpa hen min basar. I've called Dover Sheesh Botomokal of the Machamura of a chulu. So that is the quote of the Braisa. So Avkol, let's go through each line of the Braisa. Avkol dictorna la suyemai. So right at the beginning. So too, everything that has these midos, these attributes, will be included. So what's included? The Braisa spoke about what's excluded. But what's included? Amr of Adabar Avin la asuye damo shel koi. A koi. One of our favorite topics in Shas. Koi. Put it on the list with Androgynous. Right, so a koi. A suffic chaya, suffic behema. Which we don't know what it is. That's not the only shita. If you look in the Gemara that we had back in Maseches Chulin, the Gemara quotes different opinions about a koi. Whether a koi is exactly what I just said, safek chayas safek behema, or a koi is what we call a birya bifnei atzma. Amar Yehuda, the Gemara says in Chulin, koi birya bifnei atzma. He v'lo echriu b'chachamim im min behema hu im min chayahi. It's an inherent safek. So what goes on that list? Koi, androgynous, ben hashmashos. At least three concepts in halacha where we have inherent suffix or practical suffix. That's the issue in those three topics. And then Yesh Omer Imzeh Abaman Atayish Menat Tzviya. Maybe some say it comes from two different animals. Reb Yossi Omer Koy Bir Fnei Asmi V'Lochri B'Chachamim. Where it talks about it there in Chulin on Daf Pei. Ask Tosfos there, why don't you just check? There are certain simanim of a chai, a certain simanim of a behema. V'Livdok B'Simanim De Karnayim. So Tosfos says it must be a case where you can check. V'yesh lomar de'efshad lo ha'yechol levar b'karnav shapir im chadudos v'kruchos yafem. It's some type of suffix that is impossible to know. So that's goes with the list. Those again, those other two contexts of suffix. So that's what's being included. The dam of a koy is also usser because it has these attributes. So my kasavar, what exactly did we think that we needed a pasuk to include it? I kasavar koy sveikahu. If we all koy is a real suffix, suffix chayes, suffix behema, is to call a meisar sveika. Well, the pasuk has to come along and tell me that it's usser. If it's a safek, it's a kol ha-meisar safek. The pasuk was coming to tell me it's asur. Right? The pasuk, it's included. Kai is even included in this. What do you need a pasuk to tell me? Meaning, I would have said it's asur anyway. You don't need a specific pasuk to teach me this drasha to teach me that kai would be asur. Because I know what's a safek. It's only the chay, the chelif of a behema is asur, not the chelif of a chay. That would have been machmer anyway. Right, so this type of line, which comes up various times in Shas, this type of line is very difficult according to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, because what does the line say? That I would have asked anyway if it's Mishum Safik. How does the Rambam deal with this line? The Rambam who holds Safik, Daraisa L'chumra, is a Dinder Rabbanan. Right, sorry, Daraisa L'chumra everybody holds of. But the Rashban, Rov Rishonim, holds that Safik Daraisa L'chumra is L'chumra Mida Oraisa. The Torah says that if you're not sure about it, you got to be machmir. But the Rambam Shita, famous Rambam Shita, Nilchos Tumas Meis, the Rambam says, all sveikos in all worlds, in Isser V'Heter, in Tumah V'Tahara, all sveikos, the Rambam says, I'll read it to you, are Tahar Mida Oraisa. The Rambam says in Tumas Meis, in the ninth parak. Just find it for a second. The Rambam says, the ninth parak, Ve'ein tamim min ha-Torah el mi she-nitma tumah v'adois, avo kol sveikos bein tumas bein ha-malchalos asuros, bein ba'arayis v'shabasos in choshen lahem el midivrei sofrim. Rambam says, befeirsh, the Rambam can't fathom. Zeh shibush gadol, she'ei amru b'kama makamos, sveikah d'araisa l'chumra, v'sveikah d'aran l'kula, v'zu sveikah d'araisa hi. He doesn't understand it. So anyway, so that's the Rambam Shita and all the Achron I'm trying to figure out. This is not the only place in Shas where this type of line is. But gotta work out how the Rambam understands this, where the Gemara seems to say that I would have said it's Safik Luchumra Doraisa anyway, even if I didn't have a specific pasuk here. Unless you say this is the Makar. The Safik is what for? No, I'm saying, but. That's what the Gemara is saying. I'm saying it's called the Mitzvah. Right. I'm saying the Chel. Chel is going to come up soon. You're right. I'm saying, but either way, it's a Mishum Safik. They're both. It would both be. Oh, so you say here that it wouldn't be a problem. It's a kolam mitzvah sveika. The other lines. Okay, you're right. Maybe in a chinami. This line here is not Rashi says. Right. So here the Rashi's right. I take it back. This line in other contexts means that I would answer it anyway based on the suffix. But right, Rashi's pointing out that here the question is, well, I would answer it anyway because it's both usher, both chayin behema blood are both usher. The chelav blood, I jumped ahead of myself in a couple of lines. The Gemara is going to bring that up. You're right, I stand corrected. Says the Gemara, so ela kasavar, so koi birya b'fnei atzmahu. So Gemara says, but 1 second, maybe it's according to the opinion that koi is birya b'fnei atzma. So you're right, chay is a behema blood might be usher, but koi blood might not be usher, and therefore you need a pasuk to include it. The Gemara says, ashkechan damo, chelbo minayin. How do you know it's chelav? So this line. So how do you know it's chaylev? So tamalomi, alomi, what? So therefore, what do you mean? How do you know? Wouldn't you aser it anyway? Right? Because chaylev of behema is all aser. The Gemara says, no, according to the Mandamar, agree b'fnei atzma. Right? That's what the question. So mina, alomi, kol chaylev, nevela, so minayin. How do you know it's nevela is aser? Mikol nevela. Gid hanasha minayin, b'kaf hayarech, tal yarechman, avaha is like kaf hayarech. So all these cases, you're right, again, that the, this is only according to the opinion of Birya Bifnei Atzma, and that's how the Rambam might read the Gemara, and therefore wouldn't be, the question wouldn't get off the ground. Tumaso v'shchita suminal, and how do you know it's Tuma and it's Shchita? What do you mean, and it's Shchita? What would I have thought? So the Shidim Kubetz here says in Os Yud, all the details in the halachas of Shchita. The Rashba says, no, maybe I would have thought that it doesn't need Shchita at all. Just like Dagim and Chagavim, as we'll see in Amid Beis. Asifas, I'm just gathering them. You don't have to shech the fish. So maybe I would have thought that by a koi also. Unbelievable. The koi, lechor, is, we don't know exactly what it is, but it's probably, it sounds like it's walking around like a chai or a behema. There is one day that says it's something chai, something behema, so it's probably something with four legs that's walking around with horns. I would have said maybe you don't have to shech it. That's the Hava Amin according to the Rashba. It's the Rashba in the same tshuva, the Rashba, the Chelik Aleph, Simin Shin Samach Dalev, where the Rashba discusses what about the Gid Hanasha of a person. Is the Gid Hanasha of a person Asim Mishum? Mishum Gid Hanasha. So in that tshuva, he discusses Machlokas Mishonim, whether that's true. The Rashba says it is Asir. Because after all, the Rashba says, a great line, the source of Gid Hanasha is by a person. So you're going to tell me it's not Asir? So you might say, though, that the Zecher is different than the Makar, but that's the Rashba's Ha'ara. Okay, anyway, so Machlokas Rashba Rashidim Kubetz is what exactly is the Hava meaning here regarding Shechita. Tomasav Shechita's Minal. Once the says Svara, Midalakal. Call Mili Rabbi Rachmana Kebehema. Since it's like a behema regarding all other things, so Tum'ah, so Vishkidas, and I'm a Kebehema. So we say it's compared to all other things, so it must be compared in this way as well. Period. Amar Mar, next line of the Brisa. Otsi Dam Mahal Cheshtayim Sheish Ben Tum'ah Chamura Vein Ben Tum'ah Kala. So I exclude blood, human blood, because it has Tum'ah Chamura and not Tum'ah Kala. Meaning, human flesh can never have tumakala, can never have tumas ochan. Is that really true? Veramini, we learned that in Mishnah, in Maseches Uksin, hachotech min ha'adam, if somebody cuts off a piece of flesh of a person. Sarech machshava vehechsher. It needs machshava. It needs thought that you are going to. Machshava is always used for tumas ochan. Right, for nevela, it doesn't need a thought at the beforehand to think it's nevela. But machshava means to, is always reflection of tumas ochlin, the hechsher. It has to be hochshar with one of the seven liquids, machshirin, lekabel tuma, one of the yad shachadam liquids. V'kashila machshava lamali, and the brisa asked about that mishnah, what do you need machshava for? Te'asa chaticha shalom machshava. If you're cutting a piece of flesh, that itself is a machshava. In order to what, use it. V'yamar ishtakash, yamar ishtakash said, v'chotcha lekelev. No, we're talking about a case where you're cutting it off, a piece of flesh, for consumption of a dog. The Gemara says the machshava lekelev la machshava hi, and machshava lekelev is not a machshava, and therefore you need machshava in order for it to get tumas ochlin. We'll get to the question in a minute. First, we're just still talking about this. V'lo, is it really true that machshava lekelev is not called a good machshava for tumas ochlin? V'hatnan, but we learned in another mishnah in Maseches Taharos. V'hatnan klal amru betuma kol hamiyuchal leechol adam. Anything that's good for people to consume, tamei achi pasal meachilas kelev. It's Tameh until it's Nifsal Meh Achilas Kelev. So it sounds like Achilas Kelev is okay. It is called a Machshava, because that's to be Nifsal Meh Achilas Kelev. So how could the Rish Lakish say that Machshavas Lekelev is not Machshava? The Gemara said no. There's a difference. Ha hu. What's the case of the Mishnah in Taharos that says that's to be Nifsal Meh Achilas Kelev? La Asuke Tumamineh. If it already is Tamei, to remove its Tuma, it has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. To Kiva Deme'ikara, Havi Chazi La'adam, once it was Chazi La'adam to start with, so therefore, it has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev. La'asuke mi'tuma achi pasal me'achilas Kelev. But Hacha, La'achuse le'tuma, to, in order to make it Tamei in the first place, Ichazi La'adam in, the sheet that changes it to, Ilo Chazi La'adam lo. It has to be ra'i la'adam. In order to get tuma in the first place is different than removing tuma once it is tame. So that's why there's a difference. There's no kasha from the Mishnah in Taharos on Reish Lakish. But either way, what do you see from this whole discussion? Mikol makom k'tani machshava. U'machshava lo tuma kalahi. That's the kasha. Our brisa that we're talking, right, the one that was on my bays, says that human blood is excluded because there's no tumakala when it comes to human blood. But what do you mean? We have this Mishnah in Maseches Uksin, which talks about machshav and hechsher when it comes to humans. So you see, there is tumakala when it comes to humans, tumas ochlin. That's the kasha. So Gemara says, wait, hani mila mechayim. You're right, tumas ochlin can exist by humans when the person's alive. And there's a piece of flesh being taken off when the person is alive. Avala, let's say somebody's getting something amputated. Avala, achar misa, tami tuma chamura. But after misa, then there's no tuma kala. That's what it means. There's only tumas mace. Tumas mace after misa. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. Blood after death. So Mara says, well, if that's the case, it's got to be parallel to the other cases in the Brisa too. Dichvasa gabi behema la'achar misa. It must be behema too, is talking about the context of la'achar misa. And what the Brisa say about behema, also, the Brisa excluded behema. Ibasar behema tuma chamura. If we're talking about, so what is the behemoth, the parallel, it's really the contrast of human blood and behemoth blood in the Braisa. Human blood is excluded because it only has tumachamura, not tumachala. Mashen kein, behemoth blood has tumachala v'chamura. So now we're talking about la'achar miso, we said. So is there tumachala when it comes to animals? So I basar matami tumachamura. If we're talking about basar, it only has tumachamura. V'im dam matami tumachamura, it also has tumachamura. That's how the Mishnah said. Dam nevelos beishamay matarin beisil matamin. So what's the parallel in the case of animal blood that has tumah kala? We went bent over backwards to try to figure out a case where people do not have tumah kala, which is la'achar misa. So the parallel case by dam behema is la'achar misa. So then when do you have tumah kala there? So lo nitzricha ella likiditznan. This is the case which has tumah kala. Another Mishnah in Maseches Uksin. Nevelas behema tmeha b'chamakom. Nevela of a non-kosher animal everywhere. Nevelas of hatar b'kfarim. And a nevela of a kosher bird in villages. Tzarech machshava vein tzarech hechsher. It needs machshava and not hechsher. It's automatic hechsher. Why does it need machshava? Rashi says because behemoth tameya is not as popular meat as behemoth tahora, and therefore it needs machshava in order to imbue it with potential to have tumas ochlin. But it doesn't need hechsher. Does it need hechsher? This is the rule the Gemara is going to mention soon. We had this in the past. Anything that will eventually become tumah chamura does not need hechsher for the tumah kala before it reaches the stage of tumah chamura. That's the rule. So this is could reach tumas nevelos. So therefore, it needs machshava, but it does not require hechsher. Skip the parentheses. V'yamalei Rav l'Rabbi Chiya machshava lamali l'tumah kala. So Rav says to Rabbi Chiya, why does this Mishnah in Maseches Uksin say you need machshava for tumah kala? So you go for tmeahi, but it's a piece of nevela. So what does it even need tumah kala? It's tumah chamura. So what are you talking about? Machshava for the tumah kala? It is nevela. It's an avatuma. So Amar Lei and Rabbi Chiya answered Rav, what's the Mishnah talking about? And this is the same suggestion, how we're going to answer this Mishnah in Uksin will be the same suggestion, how we're going to answer our Braisa. What's a case where you could have tumah kala when it comes to an animal? That's the question that we're dealing with now. Amar Lei, kagon di'ika pachus mi kezayis nevela. It's a case where you have less than a kezayis of nevela, v'tsirfa lefachos mi kebeis ha'ochlin. And you put it together with some food. Dahai v'hai havi kebeitza. So it's mitztarif. So this less than a kezayis will never get tumah chamura. That's why it needs machshava for the tumah kala. So Gemara says, 1 second, yihachi liboy nami echsher. So they should require hechsher. What did I just explain? We just explained that it doesn't need hechsher because it's so full of tamei tumah chamura. But if we say we're talking about pachas mikazayas, said it's not so full of tamei, so you should require machshava and hechsher. Daha tana de verbi shmael. Al kozera zeirua asher yizareya. Ma zera miyuchadim. Shein sofan letamei tumah chamura v'tzorach hechsher. What requires hechsher? Lekabel tumah. Only zera, which will never become tumah chamura. Av kol shein sofan letamei tumah chamura v'tzorach hechsher. So to anything that will not become tumah chamura requires hechsher. But anything that will become tumah chamura does not require hechsher. That's the rule. So here, once we say we're talking about less than a kezayis of nevela, and that's why it has tumah kala, so it should require hechsher as well. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, an important answer. Hani mili, when do we say this rule applies? Be'ochlin ta'alma. By regular foodstuffs, that will never become tamei tumah chamura, and therefore it needs hechsher and machshava. The less be'ochlin because it has nevela, where it doesn't have part of its sheer being a nevela. Aval hacha diika bagavei pachas because I is nevela. But here in our case, where we just said the Mishnah in Uksin is talking about a case where it's less than a kezayis of nevela that's mitzarif with food. Kivan diilu mitzarif le kezayis. Since if you would add another kezayis of nevela, it would be mitami tumah chamura lo boy hechsher. It doesn't require hechsher. That's a crucial line. What is that line saying? Because this half could, even if it never does, but because it could be mitztaref with another half of kezayis, that itself is a reflection that itself is significant. Right? This is the concept of chazilitz tarufe. We have this by Chasi Shir. Because it can combine, not that it has to combine, that itself reflects something significant about it, and therefore it does not require hechsher. And that's the case in the Mishnah. But that's not only the case in the Mishnah Nuksin, that's the case of the Braisa, the Gemara is saying. The case of the Braisa, where do we have a case where an animal, Lach or Misa, could be Metami to Makala? A case of Pachas Bikazayas. Pachas Bikazayas has Mistarif with other food in order to create Tumas Ochlin. There's a Machlok, as we mentioned in the past, when we say something that could be Metami to Machamura does not require Hekshar, does that mean it's automatically Hukshard? So that is a Machlokas. Is it Tame? I'm saying, is it automatically Tame Tumas Ochlin? Or it's still required, it's just automatically hukshard, but it's not tummy automatically. The Rambam holds that something that does not need heksher is automatically tummy. That the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Avos Satumas Gimel Beis. Other Rishonim say no. But the Rambam holds, and other Rishonim hold, that that's what it means. Not only does it not need heksher, it doesn't need to become tummy, it already is considered tummy. Anyway, this is what the Braisa said is the case of the animal. Says the Gemara, La Fuke, mace. Excluding then, a mace. This is different than let's say there's a piece of a corpse that's less than a kezias. Afal gav de mamlele. Even if you fill up the kezias with food, lo mitame to masochlin. It wouldn't be mitame again because the Braisa contrasts human blood and animal blood. So we just said animal blood is aser because it's mitame to makala to machamura. But human blood, no, because humans are never mitame to makala. So we're saying why not the parallel case? The answer is no. Even the parallel case would not be good enough. Why? Mishum debala daito esa kol adam. Human flesh will never be able to be mitztaref for Tumas Ochlin. Because batla daito, it will never be mitztaref. That is the shita of the Gemara. It's an important Rambam. You can look it up here in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. We don't have time right now. A little shortened version of the Chol HaMoed Daf. But that is the shita. That's all number one, suggestion. Number two. Rav Chananya Omar, Afilu Tema Davi Kezayis. That was one whole Ukimta. Pachos Mi Kezayis, that's the case of the Mishnah Nuksin and our Braisa. We have another suggestion. Another suggestion that you have a case that it is, even if it's a Kezayis, Hacha Mayaski, Nanko Shechipuba Batzik. It was lined and covered with dough. It was lined and covered with dough, so it is not Mitame. Right, Rashi says, "Pachas b'kabeitza, v'zeh mashlimo l'kabeitza, z'yavagav dehu gufei tamei, mahani leitziruf, ta'af shalom matami b'maga, to'am achusehu." It's not matami b'maga. And that's why it is not matami to machamur, it's only matami to makala. That's the case that we're talking about. By the animals, matami to makala. So the Gemara says, "Yachi, hekshanamini boy." So if it's not matami, if it's not going to be matami to machamura, like we asked before, should even require heksher? So the Gemara says, no. When do we say you require heksher? If it's totally mufka from tumachamura, that requires heksher. But even though this is not matami b'maga because it's covered in dough, and therefore it's not going to be tumi maga b'masa mi'latami tahtanle. But it's still, this piece in the vela that's surrounded by dough is still matame mishamasa, and therefore, which is beferish in the Torah, that a vela matame maga masa. Remember the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Mace. We learn out Tumas Mace Masa from Tumas Nevela Masa. That's the limud, that's beferish in the Torah. So therefore, it is in the world of Tumas Nevela, if Tumas Nevela in Tumah Chamura, and therefore it is not going to require Heksher. But it is not literally Matame Yubamaga, and therefore it is good enough to be called not in the world of Tumah Chamura, it could be Matame Tame Kala. One more line, La'afuke Meis, and this is all in contrast to human corpse, the avagav, the chipu babatzik, matami to machamura. The tuma bokas va'ola bokas v'yaredes. It's the contrast of human and animal blood again. Period. The Aruch now points out here that you have to say that it's not totally covered. Because if it was totally covered without any airspace, then the Gemara says elsewhere that there's a connection between maga and masa. Something that is impossible to matami shemaga is also not matami shemasa. But if you have a little opening, then it's possible, if you touch it in the wrong spot. So if you have to say it's a little open, that is the Aruch Lener's Ha'ara. Period. Next part of the Braisa. Skipping the parentheses. Amar, mar, yata, dam, dagam, dam, chagavim, shakulan, heter, dam, blood of fish and grasshoppers are also excluded because it's kulo heter. So my kulo heter, what does that mean? Ilei medachel bo mutter. Does that mean, well, it's chaylev is mutter? What chaylev mutter always mean dam is mutter? That's not true. Harechai, the chel bo mutter, vadam aser. Chaye, it's chaylev is motem dam is aser. I apologize. That's why I got mixed up before, because we're talking about the chaylev here with the chaylev and the behema. Anyway, the chavamot of a dama aser. So what does it mean, kulo? Kulo heter can't be talking about chaylev heter, because that does not mean dam is mutter. Elamishum de lesbu iser giran asha. What? Maybe that's what it means, kulo heter? There's no iser of giran asha by a fish and grasshoppers? Vahari ov de lesbu iser giran asha, vadama aser. What about a bird? There's no iser of giran asha, and also it's dam is aser. So elo, by kulo heter, what does it mean? To lo boy shchita. It must mean that it does not require shchita. As the Gemara says elsewhere, the Rambam quotes it, asifasan zuhi shchitasan. That's the language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Shchita. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Huge machlokas between the Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon. Asifasan zuhi shchitasan. Does that, what if a fish dies in the water before I pick it up? I didn't kill it through my asifa. Is that good enough? What if the fish dies? So the Rambam says, imesu me'alehen, it's still mutter. Still mutter, that's the Rambam Shita. Don't take it so literally that you need the asifa, just like shchita of an animal kills it, so too the asifa of a fish kills it. Don't compare it so much. Rav Sadia Gaon, quoted right in the Ketzer Mishnah in Aleph Gimel, in Hilchos Shchita says, a fish that dies in the water is treif. It's like it died before shchita. And they ask on the Rambam, according to the Rambam, if you say you can't shecht an animal after it dies, so why could you be osafe a fish after it dies? You have to see there's a difference. The shechita of an animal has to remove the life. The asifa of the fish does not have to remove the life. It's an important aura. Another nafkamina. Do you say asifa is mamash shechita? Is there a concept of osof as beno? When it comes to fish, I mean, how literally do you take this comparison of asifasan shuhi shechitasan? It's an important Rambam in Ketzer Mishnah at the beginning of the shechita. Weiter. In any case, while it's alive, it's still aser, because the Magen Mishnah there says because of Bal Tashaksu. Not because of a specific issue of fish, but because of Bal Tashaksu. Because it's disgusting. Amar mar, ma oaf, she'en bo kilayim apahema, just like an oaf, a bird blood is aser, and a bird does not have kilayim, so to behema. Tamalomar behema. So kilayim demai, what kilayim are we talking about? We already said the answer, but now we'll go through the shaklavataria. Ilema kilayim de harba'a, the kilayim de harisha. Are we talking about kilayim of cross breeding and cross working? But that's not true. Vatsan, chay va'of kayotsu behem. Kilayim does apply to them. Chay and oaf. Right, the Gemara is talking about this fascinating case here. You're going with a fish and an animal by the water. So elam abaya shetzimro ain chaylam shem kalayim. The tzemer, if you have the tzemer of a certain type of bird, it's not asim shem kalayim. That's what it's talking about. That was the havamina. Amar v'yudam arav dam shratzim lokan alabikizayis dam of a sheretz you get malchus for. At this point, the Gemara thinks because of the isser of dam meisvei. Is that really true? The Tosefta says dam atchol dam halev dam aklayos dam evarim, the dam of any internal organ, spleen, heart, kidney, or limb. Hare'el belosase. There's no croesus there. It's a daraisa, but it's no croesus. Dam mahalchishtayim, the dam of people, dam shrutzim v'ramasim, aser ben chayavin alav. But the dam of people and shrutzim and ramasim, ein chayavin alav. It sounds like it's durabanan. Right? So how could Rav Yehuda Marav say you get malchus? So Gemara says, ein chayavin alav. Kares alav v'chayiv. No, maybe the answer, no, you do, it just means that it isn't also daraisa. You're going to get malchus. The Gemara says, one second, chad ahayna reisha. Then what's the difference between the first line and the second line? The reisha already talks about those types of cases. Va'od tanami lav kamam nami kamam aitle. The Brisa is excluding it even from a lav, diktani. Yotza dam shratzim she'ebem tumachamura. It excludes it from the pasuk. So it's a kashan reish lakish. Kashan revidam arav. So my answer is, amar ibzera, hisra mishum sheretz loke, mishum dami no loke. You're right. We're talking about the isra of sheretz. Dam shratzim is asur mishum shratzim, not because of dam. That's why it is included in the yisur. Good, a little bit more. Amarav, dam dogim shekinso asur, dam dogim, which is mutter, but if you gathered it and you're drinking it, it's asur mishum maris ayin. Maris ayin, it looks like blood. Meisvei, dam dogim dam chagavim mutter vafi lechadchila. As your question, it says dam dogim is mutter vafi lechadchila. Hahibal shalo kinso. No, that's a case where you don't have a separate cup of blood. It's like on the fish, you're eating it with a fish. So that's why it's not the Bishalokinso, Kikamara Bishakinso. Rav is talking about a case where it was gathered together. You know what, we're running out of time. Let's stop there by Bishakinso. We'll start tomorrow's discussion talking about Marasayan a little more and other issues that come up. Marasayna Daraisa Darabanans. We'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Esther Masha Bat Aaron, Elaine Ackerman, on her 10th yard site. The neshama should have an aliyah.